cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
All right. No Jason Fetty this morning, but we prevail, Mike.
That's
we continue
right.
on without him.
Music must go on.
We'll be fine. Jason just called, actually, and he sounded like he'd crawled out of a deep hole somewhere. I mean, his voice is not even with him. He's got stomach flu.
Lovely.
Eating something. I don't know.
He told me he got sick after speaking to me.
Could have been it.
That's what it was.
Mike Waldman's in studio. He highlights some rare tracks from his personal collection or stuff that he finds deep, deep online that you've most certainly never heard before. Cool theming today, Mike. Tell people what we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing early band names. So the great names that bands have, what did they call themselves before? When they were all sitting around as 14-year-old kids saying, what are we going to call ourselves? Yeah. And these are some of the weird names that they've come up with, and we've got some great tracks from that. But, like, for example, did you know that one of the biggest bands of all time was originally called Rat Salad?
I can't imagine
Rat Salad. Now, maybe Rat Sandwich. But that was Van Halen. Van Halen was called, originally, was called Rat Salad.
Do you think they would have been remotely as successful if they stuck with that name? You know, like, what if these bands actually were still those bands?
Well, for example, Nirvana was called Pen Cap Chew. You know, you ever sit around and chew on the end of your pen?
Yeah.
That's what they,
'cause they were kids.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what they would think about when
so
they were
weird.
In school. So we've got an interesting one. We're going to start off with, if this isn't in the top five biggest rock bands of all time, I don't know what is. But in 1964, a group of guys got together. They first called themselves the Detours. Then they went on to call themselves The Who.
Hmm.
But before they recorded as The Who, they got this manager by the name of Pete Meaden, and he decided to rename them. And he called them The High Numbers, and they recorded their first single under the name The High Numbers.
Wow.
So we're going to hear the B-side of the first Who single. It's called Zoot Suit.
So not only is this the first single of The Who by a different name, The High Numbers, it's the B-side of that single.
It's the, talk about rare,
so
right?
This is about as rare.
I think this is a Laguna Beach exclusive.
This is about as rare as you can get in Waldman's Wardrobe. All right, so The High Numbers here, or The Who, with Zoot Suit.
I'm the hippiest number in town, and I tell you why. I'm the snappiest dresser right down to my inch wide tie. And to get you wise, I'll explain to you a few of the things that a face is supposed to do. I wear a suit jacket with side bands 5 inches long.
5 inches long.
I have two-tone brogue, all the rest, yeah, you know this is wrong.
Know this is wrong.
But the main thing is, unless you're a fool, ah, you know you gotta know, yeah, you know, yeah, you gotta be cool. I just want you to dig me.
You to dig me.
With my striped suit jacket that the salts can plainly see.
Plainly see.
So the action lies with all of you guys. It's how you look in the other, yeah, the other cat's eyes. But don't you see?
Oh, yeah.
But don't you see?
Oh, yeah.
But don't you see now?
Yeah.
But don't you see now?
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Very cool. The High Numbers, a.k.a. later on The Who with Zoot Suit. Mike Waldman's here showcasing some rare tracks. That's a B-side of The Who's first single under a different name. So that's about as rare as rare as we can possibly get.
And not surprising, that didn't hit the charts. And right
yeah.
after that single, they fired their manager.
Really?
And they said, you know what? We don't like this name. We're going to go back and we're going to be The Who. And their very next single, I Can't Explain, was... That really captured The Who sound. they became massive hits, and you could still see them play. I can't explain.
Yeah,
50 years later.
That doesn't sound anything like The Who we know and love. So, yeah, I can see they probably made the right choice. I think most of the bands we're talking about this morning made the right choice by ultimately switching to whatever their actual name became.
Well, here's a couple more. The Beastie Boys were the young Aborigines. The young Aborigines.
The young Aborigines.
Yes.
That's not so bad. All right.
That's not too bad. The Roots were the Square Roots. And at the Queens of the Stone Age, Gamma Ray. That was the original. Led Zeppelin. Any idea?
Ooh, I don't know.
They were the New Yardbirds.
The New Yardbirds?
Yeah, they took the Yardbirds name. They called themselves the New Yardbirds.
Well, that wasn't going to work out for them for much longer than, a few years. So I'm glad they switched that.
So this next band became one of the biggest bands of the 90s and the 2000s. Gigantic records. And they called themselves On a Friday. And they called themselves On a Friday because that was the only day that they could get a rehearsal hall at the school they all went together.
Huh.
And this band, On a Friday, recorded a bunch of demos. And after the demos came out, they changed their name to Radiohead. So what we're going to be hearing now is from the original demos of Radiohead when they were called On a Friday. This song's called Nothing Touches Me.
Take a while and more drills to get through it.
think finally at the end of that song, you started to hear a little bit about what Radiohead really sounds like. That was On a Friday, Radiohead's old name. The song was called Nothing Touches Me. Mike Waldman is here showcasing some rare tracks, and we focused on bands before they were what they're really called this morning. Very
cool. And you made a very good point, which is that not only did they change their name, they changed their style.
Yeah.
And you can hear that very influenced by U2 in that track.
Totally. I mean, it sounded like Bono was on the chorus.
Yeah. So that was a year before their first album came out. That's on something called the Manic Hedgehog Demos. And it wasn't until a year later, at the request of their record label, that they changed their name. Radiohead was taken from the song Radiohead from the Talking Heads album, True Stories.
Hmm. Cool.
So a little bit of history.
Well, I love this morning's theme. You know, it's hard enough as it is for you to dig up bands that we know, rare tracks, but to find their origin and find B-sides of their origins, I know you work very hard to find this stuff, Mike, so thank you.
My pleasure. Love it.
All right, Mike Waldman, every Tuesday, typically, and he'll be back next Tuesday with more rare tracks in Waldman's Wardrobe. Thank you, sir. We'll see you soon.
Bye.